Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm fine. Thanks for asking, ma'am. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey on your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
Okay. One second. This is going to be, you're going to take just a few minutes. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, Spanish or English?
English.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, mayor, and county commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely? Not very likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next up, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Right. What is your main racial background, ma'am?
I'm Cuban. I was born in Cuba, and I came in 71.
Okay.
To this country.
Would you describe yourself as a African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
White American.
Okay. What is your age?
61.
Okay. Generally speaking, ma'am, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I wish the census would be changed.
Okay. Would you say wrong track?
Yeah.
Okay. From the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Crime and neighborhood safety, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestions. Just stop me when I mention the right one for you. Corruption in local government.
The insurance is crazy how high it's gone. How's
okay.
Insurance?
Okay.
And traffic is pretty bad,
too. Okay. You want me to read the rest? No?
Yeah, you can finish reading the rest.
Okay. Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment. The next one is flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency. And the last one is inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Would you stay with the insurance?
That's fine. Insurance, yes. How's insurance? Is one that's crazy high.
All right. Got it. Although this is a non-partisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Would you probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate? Definitely vote for the Republican candidate? Probably vote for the Republican? Or lean slightly to the Republican?
Definitely the way things are going, definitely Democrat.
Perfect. Now I'm going to read a list. Okay. I'm going to read a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you might be familiar with. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Raquel Regalado.
Somewhat.
Okay. Next one is Richard Prashnik.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. And the last one is Cindy Lerner.
Don't know who it is either.
All right. Let me check on that. Okay. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levine, Alexander Otaola, and Manny Seed?
Daniela.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine?
Positive. Yes, I am voting for her.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prescott, or Cindy Lerner?
Most probably Raquel.
Okay.
I have to see because I don't know the other two.
Yeah, you're right. And generally speaking, ma'am, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
I have to look into it. I really don't know.
All right. On a different topic, ma'am, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, park, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
All right. And now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each one, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in these elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make you no difference, just let me know. And the first one says, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Would you feel like much less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
All right. The next one says, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Would that make you feel somewhat less likely?
Somewhat
less or more?
Less. No, more.
All right. Okay. Another one. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, creating an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. So, would that make you feel somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More.
Perfect. Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, liner parks for the underline, and ride share options. So will that make you feel much more, somewhat more, somewhat less?
Somewhat more.
Or much? All right. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. How is that making you feel?
Well, like I said, I would research before I vote.
Okay. And now, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental residents' resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increase flooding threats. How about that one? Much more,
yeah.
Somewhat more, somewhat less?
Somewhat more.
All right. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted a protection for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiency to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Somewhat
what do you think
better.
About that one? Okay. And the last one says, since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
I have to research all that.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner, and we're gonna do the same thing, you know. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely.
I don't have a lot of time. I'm gonna start cooking. Like I said, I will research before I vote.
Okay, ma'am. I'm about to finish. This is the last question. So I really appreciate if you stay with me. Just complete the survey. Your opinions are very important for us. It's not going to take any longer, man. Believe me. These are just a few statements about...
The other two, I don't know who they are. So, like I said, my answer is going to be the same. I need to research them. I have no idea who they are.
Okay. I will put the answers as no difference. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me choose... okay. No difference.
Because I can't now, give you an answer. I don't know who they are.
Okay, we're at the 75%. I'm not gonna tell you more statements about candidates now. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Preskin, or Cindy Lerner?
Sorry, Raquel.
Okay, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel?
Most probably.
Okay. Probably. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't.
Okay. The following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please tell me if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Local political blogs?
No.
Okay. AM talk or new radio?
I just listen to, I think it's NPR in the morning.
Okay. Local newspaper like Miami Herald or no. El Nuevo Heraldo?
No, I don't.
Miami's community news?
Public. All I listen to is public radio, which I
FM
pay
radio?
Monthly. What is it?
FM radio? Is that the one you said?
FM radio, NPR, it's one of the programs in that station. That's what I listen to in the radio.
Okay. Key Biscayne Independent or only in date? No?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample, okay? If you were to level yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative, more or less.
Somewhat
I've been
conservative?
A Republican. Yes.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, ma'am?
College.
Okay, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degree?
2 years.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that was the last question, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and your patience today. Believe me, all your answers are really important for us. So thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.